Good morning, happy Saturday. It's been a little bit since we did a little chit chat, life update. Also haven't really given an update, I guess, on my surgery slash health situation. So if you saw that first video, I mentioned how I had a really strong gut feeling that I just wouldn't be allowed to do it. And as always, my gut was right. So I got my A1C back and it was a lot lower than I expected, but it's still considered to be like elevated. Since it was a little elevated, my endocrinologist was unable to clear me for surgery. As you can imagine, I was pretty bummed out, but obviously like safety is everybody's top priority. There's just a lot more risk associated with higher blood sugars during the healing process. But for those reasons, she cannot medically clear me, which like I understand, but again, it's just a bummer. As for next steps, basically I just need to really get my blood sugars dialed in. I have an appointment with my endo next month. If she sees I can get my blood sugars to like an average of 150, then I can be medically cleared and everything will work out. So I guess that's like kind of good because now I have like some real incentive to get them in order. So that's a little rundown on that. What's important is that I get like my health in check. Eventually everything else will work out. Other news though, we have officially started wedding planning. I am so excited. It's been about what, 3-4 months since we got engaged and we live in Washington, but I want to get married in San Diego. I've been looking at venues online and I think I found the one. So we booked a trip last night. I fly down there on Thursday and I'm gonna go tour it. Oh my gosh, literally so excited. It is beautiful. Literally my dream wedding. Like everything I envisioned of the location, it's perfect. I definitely don't want it to be a big wedding at all, but I do want the location and like the overall wedding to be nice. I'm absolutely terrified to get the estimate because they're gonna give us a quote while we're there. And weddings are not cheap. I've seen some videos and people go to tour and then it turns out the estimate, I think, for like their venue could be 30,000 to 40,000 base. And a lot of the time that's not including everything. So you still have to have all the other arrangements for, you know, Oliver. Oh, he's chasing the light again. But that might not be including the bar or drinks or food or flowers. It adds up really, really fast. I'm for sure not spending $40,000 on just a venue. Like that's crazy. Fingers crossed that it's somewhat reasonable because I do really like this venue and it would be an actual dream. I've also heard that a lot of venues will require you to have a wedding planner, but I kind of wanted one. I feel like having someone to help me kind of plan and manage everything will be just overall way better. We might tour a couple other venues while we're there, but honestly, my heart is set on this one. You guys are gonna see it and you're gonna understand. Don't have a for sure date yet, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be April of next year. I feel like that's a really good time to get married in San Diego because it's not gonna be like crazy hot yet, but it's gonna be super nice. So that's it for the little updates. We leave for that trip on Thursday. I'm so excited. Of course, I'll take you along with me. As always, thanks for watching. Love you guys.